Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
Whoa, what am I hearing?
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. And now, let's return to The League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Before we went on break, I told you I was going to get into the Just My Thoughts segment of the show. And I'm going to talk about this because it's an issue. As I told you, I got pulled over. I'm going to talk about getting pulled over by the cops. As I stated in, a show a couple of weeks back, I got pulled over by the cops. And I am legally knowledgeable. My knowledge of the law is higher than probably any officer that will ever pull me over in a car. And I pretty much know that. However, when I get pulled over by the cops, I don't say anything. I don't feel a need to give them my resume on who I am. I don't do that. But I was listening to a show down here in Virginia. The show was about, actually, the host of the show had an attorney on the show, and they had numerous people that were calling in stating the problems that they had with the cops. It was a show in an urban city, so it was only black people calling, and wasn't no other probably Spanish people, but no other race of people were calling into the show. And they were a lot of people that were calling in were calling in. And I guess the individual down at the radio station was screening the problems before they allowed them to talk to the radio show host. And everyone that called in got arrested by the police. Ironically, every person that got arrested by the police that was on that show today were women. No, this isn't another bash the woman segment on the show, but I kind of know what the deal is. And I'm going to give you an example of what happened. The lady said that she called in to speak to the attorney that was there on the show, and she stated that a cop approached her and stated that she was playing her music too loud. She stated to the attorney that were at the radio station that her trunk was open and her windows was down. She actually was in the driver's seat not sitting in the seat, but had the driver's door open doing something to the car. She stated when a cop approached her and stated that she was playing her music too loud, and the cop then asked, "I want to see your paperwork." She asked the officer, "Why do you want to see my paperwork?" Once that happens, once you challenge the cop, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be in you. You're not going to have a good day. She then states that the officer walks to the back of the vehicle and then started to look into the vehicle. This woman then stated that, "I know the law, and I know that you can't illegally search my vehicle." So she put her trunk down and sat on the car. Before I get to the story, I'm going to give you my input. Because she stated to the attorney, "I don't have an amp on my radio, so my radio is not loud." And so I'm going to say this. To the average person that don't know, your car does have an amp. An amp amplifies the sound. She stated to the attorney, "My car doesn't have an amp, so my radio wasn't loud." Every radio, just about every radio, comes with an amp, but you don't know it. It's not an external amp. It's not a Rockford Fosgate or a Pioneer or a JVC amp that sits outside that goes plug into the radio and then kick out large, more sound to the speakers. But your radio does have an amp. But the amazing thing about this woman, what she said is, "I know the law." And in fact, everything she said pretty much was wrong. The cop does have a right to come up to you if you're sitting in a vehicle, if you're parked, anything. The cop does have a right to come up to you and ask you for your paperwork. She was only right by saying you're not allowed to search my vehicle. But what happens where I'm from, people often lift up the hood of their car because your speakers sit on the rear deck and the sound is allowed to travel. Instead of going through the car, the sound travels directly from outside. So I'm reading the situation as she's talking, and I'm saying to myself, "Look, lady, you had your trunk up for a reason. You often see people and where I'm from, ride around with the windows down. Sometimes they used to ride with the hatch up to let the sound out. The cop then told this woman, you're under arrest. She stated that she didn't do anything, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She don't know why the cops did what they did and all that. Make a long story short, she got arrested. She was calling the attorney to ask could she sue. The attorney then told her, well, actually, you're wrong. The cop did have a right to do this, 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 and this. And at first he asked her, was this case still open? She stated no. Then she was schooled on all the things that she did wrong. And as I stated, just ironically, in the past, I'm not going to challenge a cop on the side of the road. Right? At that time, you're in their web. So my word of advice, this is my thought on something. If you get pulled over, knock it off. All right? Just knock it off. Now I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to actually use this to close the show out. This is fathers. I'm talking to fathers out there. I'm talking about to all the fathers out there that deem it necessary to want to attack their daughter's boyfriend or their daughter's husband in the name of, you did my daughter wrong. We have experienced this here at the League of Dads a couple of times where men, our members, went to go pick up the child, went to go drop the child off, only to run into, i.e. the new boyfriend or the father. We're not talking about the boyfriends now. We're talking about the fathers because the father is the family. Next week, we're going to talk about the mother, and that's going to go out to one Mr. Tia Bradley. But we're going to talk to the fathers. Despite what you want to do, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble by trying to come to your daughter's aid, by trying to make a statement to, I don't care if the guy is a deadbeat, if the guy, in most cases, you don't like the guy anyway. So I'm not even going to try and give a scenario as to why you wouldn't like him. However, let me say this. One thing that men do, I'm not going to say exactly what we talk about when we talk about women, but one thing that all men do, we talk about women and there's certain things that we talk about women. I'm going to give you one example. Let's say we just talk about how we don't like how women just get mad for no reason. I'm not going to give an example. I'm just going to say what we talk about. Get mad for no reason, and I'm not going to give you an example on that. And then we then go into our talk. Well, all you fathers out there that know good and darn well how a lot of women are, how a lot of women love a no-good guy, fall back and look at your situation. And if your daughter happened to be one of those individuals that fell in love with a roughneck, just move past that and help your child then deal with this situation and keep things going as smooth as possible. Because one thing you're not going to do is change what is going to be. And what is going to be is that individual coming to get his or her child. We had a case here at the League of Dads where I told you one individual was confronted by the father, and the father had a sidearm. I couldn't believe it. So that individual that came to the League of Dads came, and I wrote the father a letter, and I actually took the letter to the house myself personally. This is what I mean. I get out in the streets. I roll my sleeves up, and I'm gonna bring an end to it immediately. Because it was on a Thursday, it was on a Wednesday, and had I put it in the mail, it probably would have got there Friday, and the gentleman went to go pick his child up Friday. So I actually left the office Wednesday, and I put the letter in the mail, just the letter to the father. And I basically told him, here's what you're not going to do. The mere minute that it takes that child to say bye mom, bye granddad, or whatever, and walk to his father, the mere minute that that transition needs to take place, you're not going to get involved. Because if you do, I'm going to show you basically what happens when you bring a sidearm to a situation and think that, oh, you're going to right the wrong. You can't right the wrong. It's inevitable. Let that father have access to his child without no problems, because you're not going to change them. You should have taught your child to pick a better man. For whatever reason, you thought would have been a better man, that's what you should do. We need to educate early as opposed to educating late. What happens when you go to a classroom late? You often miss lessons. Well, the same thing happens, all you fathers out there, when you teach your child late. The best thing to do, in my opinion, don't wait till your child get a teenager. Don't wait till your child gets in their 20s. And then when they start saying they're dating, now you're going to start giving them lectures on the type of man to choose. One thing my child said to me is, I'm going to get me a man in my life just like you, Daddy. You're a good man. That's what my daughter told me years ago. Nevertheless, we should then educate our child. One thing I say to my daughter, as I stated before, there was a gentleman that worked at the post office with me, Tony Ficklin. I talked to my daughter about these things. The only thing, I don't get in gruesome with it, but I used to say to my child, yeah, you're going to grow up, get yourself a boyfriend, and y'all going to put me in a nursing home. You know, my daughter would laugh and say, no, we ain't. I say, yeah, you're going to put me in a nursing home, and you and your boyfriend going to be taking my cars. You're going to be spending, you know, you're not going to do things in the business no more. I used to say things like that. You got to give your daughter, teach them early how to pick a better man. But teaching your child in their 20s, teaching their child – first of all, if you're teaching your child in their 20s, chances are they probably already had experience with a man. So if you're teaching your child in their 20s, it's a tad bit too late. Giving your child support and dealing with an individual, it's normal. I'm not gonna be so like I don't understand it. Like, now if a person put their hands on your daughter, then yeah, go meet that cat at the door. You know, you got a pit bull. Then it's a whole different set of rules. And you got to understand that what I am talking about is based on a normal situation. When I speak, I don't talk about situations of various types. I talk about one situation. And if you don't know what that is, that's the way it's supposed to be. All right. So if you feel the need to, you know, come to your daughter's aid when in fact that individual has done your child some injustice, I do understand that. However, to do it when your daughter, you know, was doing some wrong, or they just grew apart, whatever the situation may be, to get involved in that, really not smart, because you could find yourself being dragged to court for harassment. You can find yourself being sued for harassment, and it's going to cost you a lot more than just simply showing up at the door when an individual, i.e. honks the horn or just taps the doorbell for his child to come to the door. When an individual goes into a residence to meet the child, and you fathers out there, then he should not be met by that. Okay? I'm going to leave that story at that. Before we close this story, I'm going to tell you guys this. The tracking number is 1-0-60-X-580-305-45-7519. People, that is the UPS tracking number of the device that I sent to Atiyah Bradley's family. I sent that last week. They got the letter on the 6th. Okay? I'm sorry, they got it on the 5th. You can go check that out for yourself. Next week, we're going to talk about the contents of the letter that was sent. We're going to talk to Ms. Bradley. Hey, listen, I hope you all enjoyed the show. And as always, we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, y'all.